Welcome to today's Vrenjgot Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to recap the latest Pella School Board meeting. And we'll start, though, with what was prior to the regular meeting, an hour workhouse session with some of the math teachers over at Jefferson Intermediate talking about issues that they face and things that the board can help them with. Let our listeners know about these lighthouse sessions and the importance of meeting with the math teachers and ultimately what was covered.
We've kind of made a practice over the last few years of meeting face-to-face with a group of teachers that are working on different things. This session, we actually met with Jefferson math teachers in grades 4, 5, and 6, and those teachers are actually been really working hard at doing some improvements into their math instruction. One of the things that they've been working on is just creating a really strong progression of what mathematics is and what that learning looks like over the course of 4, 5, and 6 in those grades. We've been working on that hard, and then they created some checks for understanding for students, and then at the same time really looking at what interventions they can put in place for students that are struggling or need an extension as well. So the math teachers, it's always good to have teachers face-to-face with the board. They can kind of hear it from the teachers directly, because I know we report, you know, usually every month to the board about different things that are going on, but there's not a lot of direct connection between teachers and the school board, and so these give us that opportunity. About 5 times a year is what we're planning on, so kind of having some teachers from each of the buildings at some point in time during the year to do one of these lighthouse sessions with the board is going to be important.
At the high school, there tends to be always some new courses that come out, and we'll start there with some of the new programs that were approved by the board, one of which was contingent on outside funding, but an opportunity, it sounded like, Greg, to keep the classes at the high school modern as you move forward.
Yeah, it's always this time of year where we look at new course proposals for the high school. Our high school wants to keep staying current with what they're making offering for students. So a couple of the courses this year that we are going to put in place, one's a robotics course where actually students, through kind of that science, technology, engineering, and math type stuff, the STEM type work, to actually do a robotics course where kids will actually learn about robotics, program a robot, build a robot. And that has a lot of application to what business and industry are doing. We do have a lot of robotics that are used in manufacturing and even in our community currently. And so there's, for every one job out there, there's certainly not enough people to fill those positions. So we want to create kind of an interest in that area, and we're hoping that the robotics program, and that'll be in our Career Academy as part of that whole offering of courses we offer there for careers. The other course that we're looking at is called Career Academy Design Course, and it's really kind of developing its own business. It's going to be actually as part of our ag curriculum, but it'll actually be having students kind of through the whole process of a business where they'll be manufacturing something probably most likely out of metal. They'll look at the marketing and the accounting and the business side of that as well, and really just look at what's in designing a product, marketing the product, and then running the business in kind of a profit loss scenario. So that's a course that will kind of bring all different facets of our areas of the Career Academy together and give kids kind of that experience of what it looks like to take a product from design to manufacturing all the way through development. We are looking for some outside finances for those to get some support. We've got some local businesses that are hopefully willing to step up and donate some of the materials necessary.
And speaking of the high school, it is one of the final construction projects remaining here in the district. And we'll talk to you about updates coming up later this month. But prior to that, certainly the finance side of it is wrapping up as well, as the school is looking to get the last round of bonds out to ensure that funding for the last leg of that project.
We are kind of on the last leg of our overall facility plan, which really each of the buildings in the whole district had some sort of facility upgrade. A lot of it was safety and also additional learning space for students. But to finance that, we were actually using part of it was through sales tax bonds or money borrowed against our sales tax revenue that we're expecting to receive in the district over the next 15 years. And so our school finance this last round, it was borrowing about another $4.2 million to finish up those projects, $4.3 million in that range. But we're definitely really excited about kind of being at the last phase of this. It's been a long time. We started planning for facility upgrades about 6 years ago. And through that process, then moved into the bond issue, which was voted on by the public, and then ending up with, obviously, our last bit of construction financed through the sales tax.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebling. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.